Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, partly cloudy, a high in the low 70s. 65 degrees right now in Kenosha. It's 68 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, 65, 65 degrees in Racine. Southeast Wisconsin flood damage includes about $8.3 million worth in Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. Racine County at more than $3.9 million bearing the brunt of the infrastructure damage. This according to the State Office of Emergency Management. Meanwhile, a state of emergency is continuing in 17 counties, including those three, as declared by Governor Walker. The damage tallies are going to be combined for possible submission to the federal government for possible assistance if it meets the threshold. Meanwhile, help to Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth County residents affected by the recent severe flooding, that continues from the American Red Cross, which is also still getting those daily calls about fires. Three multiple agency resource centers remain open from last week, trying to help the victims of the flooding, folks getting assisted with immediate disaster recovery needs, just things like meals, over 490 meals provided by the Red Cross to date, more than 1,700 cleanup kits also distributed. And just a reminder, the Red Cross does not get government subsidies, has to rely on the generosity of individuals and others to be able to offer community assistance. Police in Milwaukee identify the 6-year-old boy who was shot and killed over the weekend as Justin Evans Jr. He's the city's youngest homicide victim of the year. He was with his stepfather as they were preparing to leave the home of the boy's grandmother to go on a fishing trip. Evans shot while outside the home on North 23rd Street, police not yet identifying any suspects in the case. Genoa City Police Department in Walworth County still seeking the driver of a car that fled the scene after striking a mother and daughter. They were walking from the Country Thunder Music Festival site in western Kenosha County early Saturday morning. The two hit from behind, according to police. One left with serious injuries, the vehicle taking off. Both victims taken to the same hospital. One was released after treatment, the other taken up to UW Hospital in Madison for specialty care of a severe head injury. Well, any given day on Southeast Wisconsin roads, at any time of the day or night, you could be suddenly faced with somebody in another vehicle coming the wrong way in your lane of traffic. It could be an instantaneous decision, a critical decision that you have to make. That's according to Wisconsin State Patrol Sergeant David Harvey.
If you see a wrong-way driver headed toward you, you'll most often want to move to the right and slow down. Once you've avoided danger, pull over, call 911 and provide as much detailed information as possible.
He says their data shows the best way to avoid an accident in cases like this is to move to the right. He notes wrong-way drivers say on the interstate at those speeds and sometimes with a lot of other vehicles, extremely dangerous many more times than on local roadways. Well, as if there aren't enough of the orange barrels and signs already posted for road projects in Southeast Wisconsin, here's another reminder. Part of Kenosha County's Highway H and Bain Station Road roundabout reconstruction project will have that intersection scheduled to close tomorrow at 8:30 in the morning. This is phase one. It'll run through mid to late August. It will include removal of the current pavement, removing some trees, public and private utility relocations, and closure to through traffic for the duration. In addition to the installation of the roundabout at what is now a four-way stop location, the project will have construction of curb and gutter, the installation of storm sewers and street lighting, also the addition of some concrete sidewalks and bicycle lanes. Oh, and aside from what once again may be another futile attempt to fill vacant trustee seat number 5 tonight, the Mount Pleasant Village Board for its meeting at 6:30, will have a conditional use permit request by Supermix to build a 5,200-square-foot repair and salvage facility along the East Frontage Road with a 33,000-square-foot salvage yard. Village Community Development Director Sam Schultz telling the Plan Commission recently that site right now is outside the Racine Water Wastewater Service Area, but fire safety codes are still going to be the rule at that location.
The village will require the applicant to connect to any nearby extension to the system in the future. This does not exempt the applicant from fire system requirements, and the applicant should work closely with South Shore Fire Department to meet all applicable fire codes.
South Shore Division Chief Ed Lockhart said the supply of water, that is a big issue for this site.
Because having no hydrants out there, our closest water tender for South Shore Fire Department strategically right now is out on Northwestern Avenue with Caledonia Fire Department shared station. So we'd be looking at a substantial response time to get significant water supply out there.
The Plan Commission ended up with a 3-2 vote in favor of the conditional use permit, that recommendation to the full village board for tonight's meeting. Gateway Technical College has streamlined its program that teaches students how to maintain and troubleshoot automated manufacturing systems. Not in direct response, though, to the Taiwanese electronics company Foxconn reportedly looking to build a high-tech plant here in the U.S. Instructor John Nelson telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that the length of training, which is done in both Elkhorn and Kenosha, has been cut from 2 years down to one, and with a strong demand for program graduates, the challenge is just getting kids excited about manufacturing. He says students successful in the field itself also don't need to be great when it comes to math and science.
This is the person that wants to go out there and work with their hands and build things and fix things. Something breaks, you can't just go to Walmart and order it. It's a custom design thing. Oftentimes, you need to make a replacement part. So you have to go to a machining center or a manual machine and recreate the part that the engineers designed and replace it. A lot of times, even figure out why it failed and make that it differently so that it doesn't.
In addition to teaching students how to maintain manufacturing systems, Gateway also offers engineering programs for students who have an interest in designing machines. The Mount Pleasant Village Board tonight at its 6:30 meeting going to be getting a joint park update on the results of Krautfest and the music and a movie program this summer, among other things. Superintendent Jim Svoboda going to be offering the same information that he gave last week to the Caledonia Village Board. Krautfest, attended by some 9,500 people, it raised some money to help the park once all the bills were accounted for.
But we were able to get the park back $3,500, which I think is pretty good. It still leaves the Krautfest committee a couple $1,000 to work with starting for next year. And they've already started planning for 2018. They think giving a whole year to be able to actually plan and really concentrate on sponsorship and get more of the community involved, I think is actually going to be a benefit. And moving forward, I'd like to see the villages even more involved.
One thing new for scheduling will involve Brewfest. Well, we're taking note that it will not take place this year. Organizers saying they needed more time, really, but they do plan to bring it back in 2018. And as for the movie in a park program, very successful in his words. Almost 400 people attending, generating about $1,000. They have plans to hold some more in the future. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it and throughout the day. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.